This is the future.
TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Let's get back to Barely Legal. Once again, here's Robin Earl and David Spada.
Okay, it's about 25 past the hour here. David, I tell you what a great kickoff here with Otis Wilson.
He was great.
All-pro linebacker. I know our Mr. Buffon wore number 55, but I think in today's bear lore that when they say who wore 55, I mean, the big Otis Wilson pops right out. And I've got more stories about the big O, and I'm sure our listening audience from time to time would love to hear it.
You want to call in, it's 888-GO-FOR-IT. That's 888-463-6748. You do not have to call my cell phone. My cell phone was going off. I just turned it off. My cell phone is not the call-in number, people.
Yeah, I tell you what, David, next time I'll have to shoot that doggone cell phone there. Man, it was a little bit of a distraction. But anyway, let's move right along here, and we've got training camp. You know, I woke up this morning, I just sniffed the air, and I just smell footballs in the air. We've got a guy on the line here that is an absolute ever-ready bunny. This guy's got more energy than I've ever seen, ever. A guy who is the reason he's full of energy, because when he played in the National Football League, he was the top special teamer. And, of course, made the Pro Bowl as a special teamer and a very good friend of mine, Tim Terrell. How you doing, Timmy?
Hey, Rob. How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing terrific. And it was good to see you out there yesterday. Thanks for sending me that email on the St. Xavier University fundraiser for scholarships. Boy, I tell you, what a great time yesterday we had. That was just a great turnout.
Yeah, they did have a great turnout, I'll tell you. And there's so many of those things that we're involved in. But, you know, I came in and I heard the Otis Wilson story. Oh, my God. I got to tell you a quick one, if I could, real quick.
Go ahead, Tim.
Go ahead.
David Spada here.
You know, when we played the Bears in 85, I was fortunate enough to be our special teams captain. And so I was out there for the flip of the coin. And it was at that point that we were still in the ball game. Up until it got out a little bit out of control at kickoff time. I think we lost 36-0. But on one of the punt returns, I was on punt return, and they punted to us into their sidelines, past their sidelines. So as I was running across the field back to our sidelines, Otis Wilson was running out on defense. And I swear to you, Otis did not have his helmet with him. And he stopped. He only got about 12 feet out there, but he stopped and said, oh, I forgot. I don't know what he said, but I know he turned around. And it was pretty obvious why he turned around. But you talk about a great guy. Otis is such a good guy. I see him at these events, and he is great. And that's what it's all about, Rob and Dave, is we had the opportunity to play this great game, and it's a great opportunity to give back when you get involved with a lot of these charities. And, by just playing in these events and the people that we meet after football has been just amazing.
Tim, who was your quarterback? Was that David Archer back then?
Well, actually, Steve Barkowski was a starter. Dave came in as a rookie with me. We were both free agents. We weren't drafted. I was a quarterback in college, made it in the NFL as a fullback, and Dave went to Iowa State, and he was, you know, again, non-drafted, and Bart got hurt, and Dave ended up starting a few games and then ended up having like almost a 12-year career. So Dave did play his second year. Steve Barkowski was there his first year, got injured, and Dave stepped in and had a really great career.
Let me give the scoreheads a little bit of your background here, because you're one of these guys in Chicago that did extremely well coming out of Conant High School, and then going on to, now I didn't know you went to Harford Community College before you went to Northern Illinois.
Yeah, it was actually Harper Junior College in Palatine. I had knee surgery in my senior year in high school. I was a running back.
Okay.
And I had knee surgery, so I missed my senior year, and then I worked at Dominick's the next year. I missed football literally for 2 years, and I just missed the game. And I knew Harper had a team, and I went and tried out there as a running back. And by the third game, we had four quarterbacks, but the coach Elizak didn't care for any of the guys as far as, and so he converted me to a quarterback the third game into my first year there, and ended up playing quarterback for 2 years. And I got, you want me to tell you real quick?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to get all over this
database
NFL,
football.
This database football, because they spelled it Harford. I would have known Harper College, for crying out loud.
Rob and I went there also. I was at JUCO.
Yeah, Harper College. And I went to Harper, and I was, when I got out of Harper, now I did pretty good as a quarterback, but I was recruited and I had 12 offers out of Harper. 9 of them were as a defensive back and 3 as a quarterback. And the reason is because my passing accuracy, I was good. I was about 80%, but it was 40% for the defense. And then
that's good.
And I would go and kill the guy. I'd try to murder the guy who intercepted the ball for me. And that's why I was recruited heavily as a DB.
Well, did you play at Northern?
I was a quarterback at Northern, and we went to the Cal Bowl, and the team did great. We had several guys go into the pros, and then really was again looked at by Dallas, Seattle, and Green Bay as a defensive back. Atlanta came in at the last minute, wanted me as a fullback, a 200-pound fullback. It was kind of funny, but their gig was special teams. They really had a lot of the special teams. They took a lot of pride in that, and I thought my chances were going to be best at making it in the league because of my ticket was going to be a special teams player.
You know what, Timmy? I tell you what, going in the league as a free agent to Atlanta, you spend 3 seasons there, you spend 3 more seasons with the LA Rams, and then you finish up with Pittsburgh. I mean, I tell you what, you did it the old fashioned way. That had to be, every day you had to wake up just, thinking, oh goodness, when's the guy going to be knocking on my door to tell me to bring my playbook? Is that how you felt?
Rob, it was exactly how you felt. And a lot of that movie, what's that Vince Papale movie? What was that called? The veterans are telling you to relax and chill out. And I can remember my rookie year, 2 days before the final cut, Steve Barkowski and Jeff Van Note on 2 separate occasions came up to me and said, Timmy, we are really, I mean, what a great addition to our team. We're excited to have you. And Bart says to me, he goes, I didn't have a clue you were a quarterback in college. He goes, my God, you're insane on special teams. And I wasn't the greatest, but I was so intense, and I just loved the game so much. I had to get an agent, just so an agent, because I wanted to play for free, just so the agent could negotiate a minimum salary for me.
It's got to kill you now when you see these special team standouts making $1 million.
Well, I think it's great. Good for them. I just hope that they remember some of these guys that help build the game, and they do. And, you know, there's a lot of guys out there, kind of complaining and stuff, and that's okay. But what my approach is I want to, and Robin can tell you, he's been to the meetings when we've been with the NFLPA. I really wanted to try to change the mentality and look at it as, guys, we had a phenomenal opportunity to play a game that kids dream about. And it really is. And it can continue to be a dream, these guys, these events we are invited to and to get involved in and work that for your business now. Now network amongst that and take advantage of the fact that you have an opportunity to not only inspire a lot of people, but, you know, really get introduced to probably people you could do business with.
Timmy, what do you do at the NFLPA?
Well, I'm the vice president now, but it was the NFLPA Retired Players Chicago chapter. And there's 34 chapters out there. And what we do is that, you know, I'm not sure what the goal of the NFLPA was other than the guys getting together, and it was a bitching session when I came into it early on.
10-4.
Emery Moorhead really came on board, and along with Bruce Heron and Schaefer Suggs, Brian Glasgow, Brent Novoselski, a lot of key guys came in, and they changed kind of the attitude, and they formed a 501c3, a separate organization, which allows us to have golf events and raffles to raise money, because the NFLPA Retired Players Chicago chapter, and I apologize, it's so kind of confusing, no one understands it. It's a 501c6, which only separates liability between you and corporate, meaning if you have an event, corporate's not responsible for anything. About 7 years ago, they had a situation in Houston where Houston had a big party for the Super Bowl, and a lot of things didn't happen, and so people had sued the NFLPA. Now it doesn't allow you to do that, but what the 501c6 doesn't allow you to do also, it doesn't allow you to have events on your own. 501c3 allows us to. So we're hooked up with Illinois Dollars for Scholars. We use their 501c3 status to have raffles and to have fundraisers like we're going to have coming up this Friday.
And where does the money go?
We fund 8 $10,000 scholarships a year, and we identify 4 youth football teams in Chicagoland, and we buy them brand new equipment.
You know, let's not forget about Mark Green. Big contributor to the NFLPA. He goes out and screens thousands and thousands of these resumes and stories that these children, as students that are looking to go on to college. He does a remarkable job.
Yeah, he really did for the last 13 years. Mark Green, who's a former Bear, Mark is our committee that really screens these applications for that. And we have a committee for the youth football program where, ideally, you know, it's anyone can apply for it. Basically, we put together a very simple 13-question questionnaire, and we're looking for a compelling story. Bob Avellini came to us this year with his neighbor is involved with the football youth football program. I think it's in Bloomingdale,
mm-hmm.
and their equipment room got hit by lightning, and there was a fire, and they lost all their equipment. So, in essence, then we heard that story, and we were able to buy them brand new equipment.
And you got something going on Friday down in Bourbonnais, I heard.
Yeah, we are. You know, a friend of mine put together this. You know, in Bourbonnais, I guess they're not having camp there next year, and I'm not sure.
No, they just signed a 1-year extension.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, okay. The other day.
Where were they thinking about going?
Well, I'm not sure where they're going, but I think next year, the reason why they did this was because they were, there was a conflict of scheduling that the students had to come in a week early, so they were going to do it. We're doing a fan appreciation day.
Okay.
Is what it is.
That's right.
And my friend called me up. He says, Tim, we're going to do a fundraiser and we want the money to go somewhere. So they're going to, put all the money that's raised is going to go towards our charity. Our 501c3, which is the youth football program and the scholarships that we fund.
And I think that's terrific, and I plan to be a part of that, Tim. I'm going to bring down Preston and Kevin. They're looking forward to watching practice at 3 o'clock, and I guess the event's going to be around 5 o'clock at Vito's Sports Bar there in Bradley. Is that correct?
That's right, buddy, and I'll tell you what, I met your kids, and I think I got it all planned out already. I got what's your youngest one's name?
Kevin.
Holy cow, you should see this kid. He's sick. He's almost 6'6". He's a quarterback. And I told Rob, and I said, Rob, here's your ticket, and I'm going to be his agent. So, Rob,
you're going to have to fight me for it. I want that 10%.
We don't want to work forever, man.
That's right.
The ticket right there. And then Preston looks phenomenal as well.
Well, let me tell you, they are a tandem to be reckoned with. They work out every day. I'll give a plug to Life Fitness. Maybe we'll get them as a sponsor. But Life Fitness there, they built a brand new club right there on Vernon Hills. Actually, it's Lincolnshire. It's close to the house. And boy, I tell you, they just work out like maniacs. Preston's heading off to training camp here in a couple weeks down to Hobart, New York. And Kevin opens up at Stevenson a week from today. High school football, Tim. Isn't it the best?
Unbelievable. And then I heard you say earlier, this is the smell in the air.
That
feeling, you never forget that smell in the air. It's like, wow, you know, okay, I gotta go get my pads on. And you're like, no, I gotta go get my notepad.
Gotta get your notepad. That's good.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Timmy, who is the best player you ever played with?
Eric Dickerson. The best that I saw when I would watch him on the field running, it was just like watching a gazelle run through the woods. I mean, he in practice was, I would remember waking up like not only just getting to play on the same team with Eric, and Eric was a really good guy. We had such a great group of guys, but he was so much better, I thought, and it almost looked effortless, you know, one of those guys who just has such natural ability. And man, watching him run was just like, wow, that is amazing.
I'll tell you what, he was incredible. Another guy, I talked to his son the other day, Earl Campbell, whose mother just passed away. That guy was incredible, too. That guy had speed, power. The only people I could compare to Earl Campbell are Jim Brown, Herschel Walker, and Bo Jackson. I mean, with that speed and power. Because you played against some of those guys.
I did. You know, and the other guy I was thinking was Bruce Smith was so funny. He couldn't even get into training camp until after the fourth week because he was just too good. He would kill the rookies, so he'd disrupt every play. So he would literally sit out. That was just in Buffalo's training camp. But Cornelius Bennett and those are two of the best. And then on the Bears team, obviously Walter Payton is who's my idol. I used to love Doug Plank. Wilbur Marshall was probably, you know, I don't know. Rob, did you get a chance to play with him at all?
No, I did not. I left after 83. And going back to, you know, everyone always asks me who was your, you know, who do you think was the greatest player ever played? Well, obviously, there was the hands down Walter Payton. I'll never forget my rookie mini camp coming in, and I was so excited to be in the backfield with because I saw him on TV and so forth. But when you saw him live and saw him in person and the things he used to do on the field, man, I used to just shake my head and go, how does that guy do that? It's unbelievable.
Exactly. And then the cool thing about Walter is what I dream of being is when he's out in public, everyone I just run into him. He is, you talk about a guy having the glass full or half full all the time. He's just the most positive, funny, screwing around, joking around, loving life to the max. And it rubbed off on a lot of people out there. You're right. It was a pleasure watching that guy play. And I got a chance to, when I was out at the, on the 50-yard line shaking hands with him, it couldn't get any better than that. I'm from Chicago, and I get to play against the 85 Bears. Like I said, it was a close game up until kickoff. Oh, my God. I remember Hampton just literally, like, one arm throwing guys aside. We were triple-teaming them, and Dave Archer got hurt, so we put Bob Holly in from Princeton. Bart was gone already, and I was our backup quarterback. So I'm warming up. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get in.
You weren't that bright here. Wait, you knock out two quarterbacks. You're the third string, and you want to get in there against that Bears defense?
Oh, they haven't gone against the Terrell option, though.
Terrell.
Was that the Wildcat before the Wildcat?
Oh, my gosh. I would have been knocked out in about 3 seconds.
Man, you know, when Timmy gets in there, they insert the wishbone offense for Timmy.
You know, I would always say, Rob, and a lot of kickoffs, I would run through. I mean, I knocked a lot. Someone was getting knocked out, and unfortunately, most of the time it was me. But I would always, even like those big guys, I'd try to go through. I'd like, you know, I'd come to again, and I'd like, God, I can't wait to do that again. And I'm not sure what possessed me to be like that, but I absolutely, the adrenaline rush, and that's the big thing you miss from the game is that feeling of anxiety, and Robin, you can attest to this, the feeling of anxiety before kickoff is just, there's nothing like it that's ever going to replace it in the world, and it's been such an honor to experience that feeling, because there's really, I haven't experienced it again, and when you're looking it up at 80,000 people, and you're living this dream every day, it was like, oh my gosh, I want this to last as long as possible, and unfortunately, the old body says no. Your mind keeps saying, "Yeah, let's go." But
yep,
the strings, twisted ankles, something else happens. So
yeah, I guess that you know, you and I have had, you know, we played 7 years. You had your 7 years. I was fortunate to play a couple more in the USFL. But you know what? That's something that it's hard to explain to people. That feeling, and I was on all the special teams too, and you know, when that whistle blows and you're running down on that kickoff, man, I tell you, the anticipation is, it's hard to ever, ever bring that back. It is. But yeah. You know what though? But that's the dream that we lived, and it's just something it's like an out of body experience. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, it is. And I think I didn't go into coaching because I the coaching career thing was, you know, you're fired and the whole team, and you just move around the country and that type of thing. But I love going out and public speaking to kids and realizing that this isn't about bragging. It's not about that at all. It's about God gave us some ability. We were able to do it. And I was surrounded by great coaches, great people that inspired me my whole life. And for me, I look at it as my duty to hopefully, and I love going out there and these kids, and you get a captive audience and they get it, you know, not just talking about football, but whatever their dream is. You know, it's that the formula is all similar. You know, it's the hard work in football. It was, you had to be in shape and you had to know your plays. If you did that, you're giving yourself a chance. You get to camp and then you make it happen.
That's right.
You don't, and you get a lot of breaks, Robin. I mean, we got a lot of breaks.
We did.
Getting in there man, I can remember on a punt return one time. I don't know if you remember Ronnie Lee. He was one of the biggest, baddest dudes. We ended up training him to Miami, but he was our starting guard, and we had punt return in, and the regular offense, for whatever reason, stayed in. It was my rookie year, and so I'm in on punt return. I'm rushing from the outside, and if I don't block the punt, I peel around and I set the wall up. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Lee, and this guy's about 290. He's just running down the field. You know, he's a guard. He's not on punt team, really. I come over and just, yes, you know, he's one of those ear hole shots. He's looking up at the ball. Oh, my God. I hit him in the side of the head. He went down like a sequoia. I mean, nice, like in slow motion. And he got up. He's looking for me because I was already gone and running and trying to hit someone else. And he's running around chasing me on the field like, you know, he's insanely mad. And the coach is like laughing like, what the hell? Who is this idiot? But he's like, he liked it. And I got back in and I finally was protected by some guys, but I didn't get it. I just wanted to make the team. I wasn't there to make friends. And I ear-holed the starting guard who literally almost killed me. And thank God he didn't. But I would lose my mind. I mean,
that was you, Tim, though. But you've got this highlight film that I've seen that's incredible.
It's like a crash test dummy.
You're like, crash test dummy, man. You were just like, your body flies all over. Hey, do you got that up on YouTube so people can see it?
You know, a friend of mine is going to put it up on YouTube, and I played in almost 100 games, and I look at that now because it was so ballistic, and I would launch my body. I love the impact, and I'm not kidding. I don't know why. And then I literally would knock myself out and get up and like, God, that's cool. Cause you'd wake up to these fans cheering you on. It's like, whoa. And walked away from not killing myself. I'll tell you.
I know we talked about this. How many concussions did you have?
You know, I don't know, Rob.
You have to remember.
I don't remember. And everyone says you played 7 years, and I'm like, did I really? I remember three of them. I don't remember. You know what I mean?
That's great.
There's so many stories. I mean, when I was with Atlanta, the characters on that team, and then you go to the L.A. Rams, and I play with Jackie Slater, Duval Love.
Chris Everett.
Eddie Johnson. Chris Everett. Jim was a riot, man. He was a great guy. And, you know, we had Youngblood. You know, Youngblood was retired, and he just still around to go out on the weekends with us because it was so much fun. The guys were so, you know, we had John Robinson, our coach, and it's a fun group of guys. Kevin Green, Mel Owens, Carl Eckern. It was like unbelievable. I mean, I was like, I can't believe I get to do this for a living, and they're paying me.
Tim, are you going to be at the golf outing tomorrow with Otis Wilson?
Yes, I'll be there.
You want to talk about a guy who should have his head examined? We had this guy on the phone, Glenn Timmerman. Did you hear about this guy? He's got 95, 96 Bear player signatures tattooed over his body. He said the only guy he's missing from the 85 team is Jim McMahon because McMahon refused to sign his body. So we told Otis, because Otis heard this, we said, Otis, you and Robin, and since you're out there, Tim, have to grab McMahon and make him sign this guy's body because anybody who's crazy enough to get these names tattooed on his body deserves it.
You know, I see him everywhere. I see him. I actually saw him at Ruben's Run. Ruben Brown has a really cool deal in the off season, and I just saw him. I've seen that gentleman several places. Yeah, that's insane.
I can't believe he showed up at my camp in Northfield. That was awesome. The kids thought it was an absolute hoot.
He pulled up in a limo. You said with the Bears logo.
Oh, it was everything, man. It was unbelievable.
What does this guy do for a living?
I'm not sure.
Boy, he's got to be a rock and roll singer because only rock and roll singers get away with that.
Cut that.
Or a roadie. Or something like that.
Hey, Tim, we're up against the clock here a little bit, but I can't thank you enough for coming on board. And the director of the alumni relations out there at St. Xavier, Jamie Manahan, I wanted to mention her name. Boy, she was a sweetheart. Boy, she made sure that everything was taken care of. She took good, you know, everything was directed properly. We got in the right foursomes and so forth and so on. So I want to give out a big shout to Jamie Manahan, the director of alumni relationships with St. Xavier. And I'll be back at that outing next year. And of course, Bruce Heron, another former teammate of mine, organized that and got a good group of guys out there. But Tim, I tell you what, you live the moment. You empower people's lives. That's what I love about you. You're always full of energy. You're always positive because positive people attract positive people. And it's just that absolute mindset of yours that we try to teach our children, try to teach our kids. You know, if they had just half of your energy level when it comes to positively thinking, this world would be a much better place. So
I thought Robin was Whitney, Children Are Our Future, breaking out in the song here.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'll tell you. Well, you know what, Rob? I appreciate it. I want to tell you what I'm doing real quick now. So I'm involved with the Rabine Group, which is Rabine Paving and Roofing Solutions. We do commercial roofing and paving. Paving's our big thing, and we own Palatine Oil. And then the other one, I'm an independent agent for two different companies. The other one's Braun Catastrophe, Fire and Flood Restoration Company. And we have five offices. We're nationwide, and I'm involved with sales for that.
So good. Let's get a what's the website?
It's www.braunconstruction.com.
Okay.
It's braun.com, and then Rabine Group. It's Rabine Group.com, which is our Rabine Paving and Roofing Solutions.
Give us a phone number.
Well, you can just call my number, which is fine, 708-278-2620. And I am Tim Terrell. they always would say Tyrell, and my dad would say, Tim, don't you tell him how to say your name. Like Tyrell on the tackle, or usually Tyrell knocked out. And I'd
That's
say, Dad,
right.
tell him, but they just keep, you know, as long as they're trying, that means I'm still getting the check, so relax.
That's right. That's T-Y.
As long as the bank casts the check, I don't care what they call me.
T-Y-R-R-E-L-L.
Yes, sir.
708-278-2620. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen out there, particularly to the female audience, this guy is still single, and this guy can bring it. He is in good a shape. He is as in good a shape as he was when he played.
I'm moving away from Robert. He's a little too much into you, Tim.
You grab his bicep.
Let him go.
Oh, man. This guy's got still got his guns, man. Fantastic.
He could be the next Bachelor.
I'll tell you what, you couldn't ask for a better lead out, I guess, if you will.
There you go.
Thanks again, Tim.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Hey, I'll see you, tomorrow at Otis's outing, and again on Friday down at Bourbon A. We'll have a blast and power some lives. Fantastic.
Awesome.
We are the Barely Legal Show. We're having a blast today. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
If you've been injured at work, in a car accident, or received a traffic ticket, then give me, Attorney David Spada, a call. If you're injured, you may be entitled to receive benefits, which include the payment of reasonable medical bills, compensation for your time missed from work, and a lump sum settlement. After an injury, your primary concern should be your recovery, not worrying whether you're receiving your full benefits. My primary concern is you and making sure your interests are protected. After all, your employer and insurance companies have individuals representing their interests. You should, too. The penalties for traffic tickets have become more severe over the past several years. Going to court without an attorney could result in you receiving conviction, loss or suspension of your driver's license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or jail, depending on your ticket. If you have an experienced traffic attorney go to court with you, you may avoid paying the maximum fines, a conviction, and or traffic school. If you need representation, call me, Attorney David Spada, at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-COMP. Or visit my website at injuryinillinois.com.
Have you ever read something or saw something, and in the back of your mind you're saying to yourself, wow? Hi, Robin Earl here, and let me introduce you to the most explosive revolution ever in the telecommunications industry. On September 1st, Liberty International is launching their very own WOW mobile wireless phone service. WOW's unlimited everything is exactly what it says. Unlimited data transfer, unlimited internet, unlimited voice, unlimited text, unlimited emailing, and unlimited calls anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico, all for a flat rate of $79.95 a month. There are no taxes, no contracts, no credit checks, and no fine print. Add just $10 to the plan, and you're able to call 40 international countries absolutely free. If you're like me and want to take it to the next level and have everything you want without the bill, then all you have to do is refer 3 clients to Liberty's WOW wireless service, and your mobile service is absolutely free. WOW! Not only is my home digital phone service free, but now my mobile phone service is free. Wow, that's awesome. For more information about Liberty International's phone service and the incredible opportunity it provides, call me at 847-276-0671. Again, 847-276-0671. Or visit my website, robinearl.net. Look forward to hearing from you.